My name is Zoe, and this is Blanket Buds.
I am so, so, so excited for this episode because this time around I'm interviewing my blanket bestie, Molly. I have had the opportunity to actually meet Molly in person, and she is so kind and wonderful and just hilarious and amazing. I love her so much, and I'm so excited to share her blanket story. So please give Molly some love. And here's my interview with Molly.
All right. So I am here with Molly. Hi, Molly.
Hey, Zoe. Hey, Blanket Buds. I am excited to be here for our interview. I might just ramble because that's just what I do.
Please.
So I am a Carolina Hurricanes fan. I've been a Hurricanes fan since as long as I can remember, because I'm originally from North Carolina, but I live in St. Louis now. That's a whole other story. So we're just gonna focus on the hockey. I actually got into hockey because my parents had their best friends, and their best friends, they were super into hockey, mm-hmm. and so some of their kids played. And I think, I don't know what year it was very early 2000s, I think. They got tickets to go to a Hurricanes game, and I had never been to a hockey game before. Like, I was just this little kid who likes sports, and they're like, "Do you want to go?" And I was like, "Oh, sure. Okay." And then from there, I was just obsessed with it. I loved how fast it was, how everything was constantly moving. And the Hurricanes were about an hour and a half from where I lived. And obviously it's a professional hockey team, so it's, the tickets are more expensive.
Yeah.
And so it was once in a blue moon we could go, or it would be a birthday present. We would go, that would be my birthday present, is that we would go to a hockey game. So I think, when was it? But I was just kind of, we had, back in my hometown in North Carolina, we had a local hockey team that's it wasn't a AHL or ECHL. It was just the local beer league hockey team. And those tickets were $10 a person, so it was super cheap. So we used to go to those games all the time, and they were fun because the guys were still talented, but there's lots of fights, and that was the best part.
That's so fun to hear, because I talked with Christine last week about how she just got into hockey in December, so mm-hmm. kind of her experience so far is first impressions of it, and getting to go to her first game. And that's very similar mm-hmm. to mine, because I've only been a hockey fan for a year and a half at this point. So it's really interesting to hear someone who's been a hockey fan for as long as they can remember much of your life, because I feel we're kind of at the same, you, me, Christine, everyone is kind of at the same love for the sport, but come in at different angles and different reasons. Mm-hmm. I think that's cool. And the thing you said about the local league, I think that is such a special place for hockey, is outside of the NHL arenas, because mm-hmm. my closest NHL arena is an hour and a half away as well. So if I want to go see a hockey game, I will go to my college's club team that is free to to. And I mean, they play at a local rink that people just skate at, and it's just so fun just to watch them play around. And that's when I think I can really tell that there's a love for this sport, is when I'm sitting mm-hmm. in that small rink watching them play that. So that's really cool too.
Yeah, it's so much fun, and it just brings a different appreciation and perspective, because those guys, the NHL, that is literally their job. That's how they make their money, their income, versus not saying that it's not their passion, but the guys that are playing at the club level or just going and playing in their beer leagues, they do it because they genuinely love playing and stuff. They're not spending thousands of dollars on equipment just because they want to. They love the sport and stuff.
Yeah.
And, I've been a fan for a long time, but I've definitely gone through ups and downs, and where I was really paying attention to it and then not really paying attention to it. I would say when I was in college and grad school, I paid attention to it as much as I could, but I was in school, I was playing volleyball, I was coaching volleyball, I was doing all this stuff, and I was I just didn't have as much time
right
to dedicate to it. But oh, actually, that reminds me, I have a fun story. So
Please share.
I believe it was 2010. So it would have been like the year I was graduating high school. The Hurricanes had this like Valentine's Day contest. It was like, tell us how you met your sweetheart. Like write in a letter, do a video, whatever. And my dad and my mom have like this really cute story on how they met. My dad was like overseas and my mom signed up for this like letter writing campaign thing. Ooh. And they had lost her stuff. So she never got paired with someone. So she like somehow connected back with them. And then she connected with my dad, and my dad basically like fell in love over like these letters and stuff.
Stop. That's like a movie.
Right. Right. So like I was like, as soon as I saw the commercial, I was like, Dad, you have to do this. Like, this is the perfect thing. And he's like, I don't know. Do people really want to hear it? I was like, Dad, yours is perfect. So my older sister is like the English writes, like she could write a whole book. She's amazing. So my dad like kind of wrote the story up, and my sister like doctored it up a little bit, made it like everything was still true, but made it just better. And then we ended up getting picked. The contest was for a year, like season tickets for just 1 year. So we won season tickets for, I think, the 2012, 2013 season, I think, or it was either 2011, like one of those like years. That's and it awesome. Was, and it was like, yeah, it was like 300 level tickets. So like they were up in the nosebleeds, but we didn't care. Like, it was so cool. So like we, when we found out we won, I think my dad got the call and I was like screaming. I was so excited. And then they like brought us, they like paid for tickets for the game. We got box seats. Like they had this whole thing, in the arena about like, they told my dad's story and my parents' story. And it was just like the coolest thing. I mean, unfortunately the Canes were not that good that year, but it was still just like the most fun experience. Cool. And yeah. So, I mean, and then after that, like, it was hard for me to keep up with hockey because I was, like, grad school, volleyball, all this stuff. But, you know, I was on, like, Instagram or, like, wherever, Facebook or Twitter, whatever the case, just, like, keeping up with it, like, much more casually. But once I finished that, I was, like, I still love hockey. Like, and I got, like, right back into it.
Yeah. And on the season ticket thing, free tickets are free tickets. So, like, I know you love Taylor Swift as much as I do. And, best friend was buying the ticket, she was like, where do you want to sit, Zoe? Where do you want to sit? And I was like, in the arena or in the stadium.
Yeah.
So if you're in the arena, that's the best seat in the arena, you know?
Yeah.
Your level on the ice, being in it is the best seat.
Yeah. And like the people that were, I just have like fuzzy memories of like the people that sat next to us were like they had season tickets for forever. And they're like, so cute, like we love this, you guys are so nice, like you should buy regular season tickets. And I was like, if I was not in college, I would. I tried to convince my dad too, but he was like, no, we're not spending money, Molly.
Oh, I love that. And I don't know, just maybe this is with other sports, I'm just not like so into the other sports, but it just seems that like everyone is such like, there's such a big community, everyone's so nice. Well, I know that there are a lot of hockey fans, but like when I'm at a game, everyone that I interact with is always sweet and nice and just loves the sport too. So
yeah, I would agree. I mean, I think it's just hockey is just a different level. Like I've always been super into sports. I never got into like NBA or anything like that just because it annoyed me. But I grew up in North Carolina, like college basketball is huge there. Mm-hmm. So for a while I was a big college basketball fan, and like not everyone is nice. The rivalries, like the players don't care, but like the fans, the rivalries are just so like intense, especially between like Carolina and Duke. Like there's 8 miles between the school, like that is just such a huge, massive rivalry. So like the camaraderie of just like enjoying basketball is not there. It's like, it's to the death, which is hilarious because it's literally just a game.
Yeah. I went to a college basketball school. So like, that is our thing. Like when tournaments come around, it's like, all right, are we going to get in? And we're okay. Like we get in sometimes, but sometimes we don't. So it's like a big, like, our division rivals and stuff like that. It's I will literally like, I won't say that, but I, like I am not friends with people who go to St. Louis University. That's what I will say. That is our big like rival. I am not friends with those people. Hockey, I feel like, is a different thing. I have a few teams that I'm like, I will question why you're a fan, but like, you might be a nice person.
Yeah. I'll throw the teams under the bus. Vegas, immediately no. The Rangers, immediately no. My personal beef though is like Panthers. Like, I have just like personal beef with them. But like their fans, I have not interacted with any Panthers fans. So like, I don't know. But Vegas and the New York Rangers are just nope. Bye. Yeah,
I haven't said this before on the podcast, but the Blanket Buds have rules in our in our group, our chat. And the top number one rule, like first established, is you can't be a Vegas fan. Can't be a Blackhawks fan.
Oh yeah, I just like, I have such a like aversion to the Blackhawks that like part of my brain's like, they don't even exist, they're not a team. Yeah,
we love Vegas fans, we love Blackhawks fans, but you can't sit with us.
No,
that's just real.
Oh, it'll be so interesting if we like have new people join like next season. Be like, hey guys, you're gonna have to have tough skin because we talk a lot of shit.
Yeah, see, the thing is, part of me is like, I want to see a blanket for every team. I think that would mm-hmm. be so cool, but I'm like, do I want to see a Chicago Blackhawks blanket? I'm not sure.
yeah, especially because like of their whole like sexual assault, like completely mishandling that, I'm like,
yeah,
okay, why are you a fan of them? Are you a fan just because you have like a favorite player? Or are you like, are you just willfully ignorant? Like, what's going on there? Let's dive a little deeper.
Yeah, I don't know that. And then Vegas is just awful.
Vegas. Though I will say, like, if someone is from Vegas and lives in Vegas and was like, oh, finally a hockey team, like they're my team, I'll be like, I got that, makes sense. Yeah.
I think Vegas is a really cool, like, new flashy team. And I think that they do, like, their, like, showboating and showmanship really well in their arena. Mm-hmm. I just can't stand them because of the Stars.
Yeah.
Just totally can't stand them.
You know, that totally checks out. I do want to go to a Vegas game just because, like, of the, like, showmanship and, like, all of the different stuff that they have. Like, they really were like, oh, we're Vegas? We're going 100%, which I love.
We're going to have a slot machine to hang our Stanley Cup banner. Like, that is so silly. I love it.
Yeah. It's like, I can like appreciate that stuff for sure. I hate them for just like Vegas reasons.
Just Vegas. Just Vegas. Like, damn. Let's talk about your blanket. So, you are different from a lot of the Blanket Buds in that you need a nice, cozy, fuzzy, soft blanket. And you're using like a Bernat blanket or like.
And Big Twist. I'm using both.
Okay. So that's like fuzzy, soft, nice polyester.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's so exciting to me because when I saw that, I was like, wow, something I should have done.
When I decided to like do the blanket, I was like, okay, I'm gonna go to Joann's and I'm just gonna like touch like the yarn to see which one I like the best. And like the first one I saw was like the plush blanket one. I was like, oh, this is it. Because I like big soft things.
Yeah, and the Canes have kind of like staple colors that it would be easy to find, red and black and white. So that's cool.
Yeah, I think the only thing that I might change like for next year, because I'm definitely planning on doing another one, is I might change the like yarn type just because like I wanted silver, but like to find silver plush yarn is like real hard.
Mm-hmm.
So I did see like there is velvet, but sometimes I don't like the feel of the like the texture of velvet, so I'll just have to like see. But because I know that like the Bernettes, they have like the sparkly like cream colored one, so that's what I was doing for like blocking like the different rounds. I'm still on the second round because like we lost and I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah,
it'll be done this week. And part of me, like, I still have to do the border and everything, but part of me just wants to like just say fuck it, like it's a wonky blanket, we didn't go all the way, like I don't want to finish the border, it just seems like a lot of work.
Right. Which I don't want to do. Right. I get that, like, because when I was talking to Christine last week, like she started a blanket for this season and kind of got behind on it, and at this point she doesn't want to like start over because of how the Iowa season went, and you yeah. know well how the Iowa season went since you ended it. But yeah. So she's gonna start with a one next year, but like that totally makes sense. Like there's not the pressure of another game coming up to get behind on. So yeah. that totally makes sense. But I think finish it out.
Yeah, I mean it's like I'm because like I said, like I've only been like. This is my first big project. Like I learned to crochet last year. And I wanted to like learn to crochet because one, like I wanted to do something more with my hands yeah. and like create stuff. Cause I really do. I'm a messy ass person and like, I can't, a stick figure is about as good as I can draw, but I like being creative. And so like, I've done things like acrylic pouring and like different painting stuff where it's like purposefully messy. Yeah. And you don't really know how it's going to turn out. And also I was trying to like use my phone less because I'm chronically online and I was trying to be less chronically online.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So I was like, let me just like learn how to crochet. So I started like last year and I was just doing like single stitch, just basically just like practicing. Like I didn't have, a specific project. And then for Christmas, my mom got me some yarn. So I was using that. And then some of my, best friends from Minnesota, like we have a Christmas gift exchange and she got me like this like learn to crochet like dog sweaters. I haven't gotten that far yet, but I'm like okay, because I don't want to commit to something unless I'm gonna like finish it.
Thinking very hard. So,
oh gosh, yeah, especially because sometimes it's like so overwhelming. It's like especially if you don't know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And you're just kind of like wing it, which I do a lot. I have a lot of like, I'll watch like a 10 minutes of a 20 minute YouTube video and be like, ah, I can do that.
Yeah. I don't have like the tenacity of Blanket Bud Benny to restart something six times. If it's not right the first time, I'm like, it is right. This is how it's going to be.
Literally.
I don't frog things and start over. It's just how it is.
Yeah. Same. The only thing that I like started over on the blanket was I was originally just doing like one length doing yeah. it. And then I was like, wait, I hate this. Like it needs to be two every it's. And so then I started over, but thankfully I had only done like three or four games. So I could see that it was just like tiny and I did not like it.
See, when I was starting the blanket, I was trying to like math it out to see how big it would come out. So I did start over in that respect because I think I did two rows of each color, but I only did like two games to see what it would look like, how thick it would be, and I was like, this does not seem long enough. So then I switched to four, and also I realized that I started with green because I was like, green, that's their color, I'm gonna start with green. Mm-hmm. But their first game was an overtime win against St. Louis, and I was like, well, green's not gonna be overtime win, that's horrible. So yeah. I switched that too. But did you think that your way of like getting out of being chronically online would lead you to be chronically online in a Discord server?
Absolutely not. I didn't even know. I was just like, oh, this will be fun. And like, especially because I came in kind of late, I had a lot of catching up to do, which ended up working out perfectly because I went on like a leave of absence because I hurt my ankle, and part of my current job is like I have to drive around a bunch and walk around, and I just like can't do that. And so I was like, I have all of this time to like crochet and stuff, so I was trying to be like less online. And then when I got into the group chat, I was like, oh my gosh, these people are so wonderful, so funny. Like I loved that everyone was like so supportive and like just so, I don't know, just like we just like hype each other up, and like we all are in love with each other, and it's the best thing in the entire world. Cause like the world often like pits like women, non-binary, the she, he's, and the gays like against each other. Mm-hmm. And like in the group chat, it's like no one and everyone there's like supportive. Even when our teams are playing each other, we're just like, I hate you right now, but I still love you forever. Like,
right.
It's nothing but respect and just silly, goofy, funny stuff. And I love that we went from like from a Twitter like group chat to someone being like, we should go on Discord. And then it just like evolved into this like gorgeous, like constantly talking about everything all the time.
Yeah.
And like last night, like watching an episode of Bridgerton.
I was about to say, voice chatting about Bridgerton. I don't even know how that happened because I was like, oh, maybe it would be a cool spot to have like keep track of whatever blankets are out there by making mm-hmm. a group chat on Twitter for everyone. And so as people replied to the tweet and said, oh, I'm going to make one. I was like, oh, awesome. If you want, you can be in this group chat. And so then I like mm-hmm. added people like one by one. So at one point it was like me. I can't even remember who I added first, but it was just me and one person. I was just like, hello. I don't even know how the group chat became like the way it is. I remember one time I accidentally sent a meme to the group chat. It was really early on and it was something about like how much I love my friends or something like that, and yeah. I did not mean to send that to the Blanket Buds. But everyone responded and they were like, oh my gosh, we love you too. And I was just like, okay, I didn't mean to send that to you, but I'm gonna pretend I did.
Yeah. Oh, all the time.
Yeah, but that was like so early on back when like I didn't even like know anyone.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of just like, how is your blanket going? And now yeah. like, let's talk about your son and also and also let me have your address so I can send you birthday goodies. Like,
yeah.
Oh. It's so fun.
Yeah. So that the DM thing reminded me, like, so I think I posted a tweet, like either responding to like the Dallas thing or like I created my own thing, because then you sent me a DM like in January 4th, if ooh. I wanted to be added to the group chat. And I was like, yes, I do.
Okay.
And so then I think,
that's the day that you posted that you were buying yarn.
Yeah.
So that's how it happened. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Okay. Because I was just, so I finally was doing this.
Advantageous and seeking you out, apparently. Yeah. I was like, I need Molly in this chat.
It's like, we need the hurricane blanket in here.
I need the hurricane representation. I know. Yes. That's how I would introduce. I'd be like, we have some hurricane representation. We have Molly. I love that.
Yeah, and I think I loved like when I first joined, just like going through and looking at everyone, like following everyone so I could see everyone's blankets. And I feel like the couple people that were doing like the granny squares, I was just like, how?
Yeah.
Like, how?
And I can't wait. Like I can't wait to talk to every single person, but I can't wait to talk to Nan about their blanket mm-hmm. because they're doing like the chevron thing with the Stars and the Bruins. And I just want like open up their skull and look in their brain. Oh, every time I look at that blanket, I'm like, man, I want to kiss their face. Like, oh, I feel that blanket is so beautiful. Everyone's blanket is beautiful, but that one like really tickles something in my brain.
Yeah. I think, I don't remember who it was, because I think it's someone that like didn't join the Discord server but is still active in like the Twitter group chat.
Yeah.
She was doing like diamond things.
The hexagon one.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yes, there's oh my gosh, I think it's a Red Wings one. I think it's a Penguins and a Red Wings one, like a dual blanket. And mm-hmm. I think that there is like some distinction for if Sidney Crosby scores a goal and some distinction if Dylan Larkin scores a goal, I want to say.
Oh, it's, yeah.
It's really intense. And I that's so exciting. I don't know.
Yeah.
When I heard that idea, I was like, man, my whole thought process went wins and losses. That was it.
Yeah. Same. I was like, straight line. I was like, I know I want to, especially during the regular season, I know I want to differentiate between an overtime loss and overtime win, because like, there you get points, but it's like different points.
Yeah.
Except for like, apparently if you pull the goalie in overtime and you win, then you get both.
I don't think anyone knew that until Minnesota did it. Like, I don't think that was, I think they made that rule up on the spot.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like, like panic tweeting. This is a rule.
We've done this before. What should we do?
Yeah, it's crazy.
How did you differentiate your playoffs, or did you just continue on?
So what I did is, well, the people can't see it because it'll be audio, but I have this like cream sparkly one that I was using to like differentiate between it. So you can kind of see like the white and the cream, like there's like a difference.
Yeah.
So this is like I'm like halfway through game two of the New York series, the Ranger series, but I was just doing red and white. Like my win was red and my losses were white because I was like, it's the playoffs. You either win or you lose.
Right.
Like there is no points or whatever.
Right.
Just because it doesn't matter. I did try like in what was it? In the Islanders series, I did try to like use like silver like thread, but because it's so plushy, like you couldn't see it. So I gave up and I was like, you can't even
see it. Having to weave in those ends, I'm so sorry.
I don't see, that's the thing. It's like part of me is like, I know I need to weave these ends in, but will I actually do it is the problem.
What stitch are you using?
So for the playoffs, I'm using a double stitch down and then a single one back.
Okay.
Because I was just doing like one stitch for like one game, but then I realized that it would mean that like the other side of the blanket would get the like ends or whatever. And I didn't like that. So I just was doing a double stitch down for one game and then a single stitch back.
Yeah. What'd you
just
do
because
for
I knew I
the whole thing.
What do I do for what?
Like regular.
For the regular, I did single. It's all single stitch. Okay. Because that's what I knew how to do. But it's like, it's like my arm's length right now, my wingspan. Man.
For your next season blanket, I gotta teach you a trick on how to hide those ends as you're doing it.
Yeah. So I am happy to take that. Yeah. Like I said, like this was my
fit in my life.
Yeah. This is like my first like big project. So I was just like, I'm just gonna wing it and have fun. And then like my plan for the summer is to just like do different things and learn how to like learn different stitches. Because my mom, I don't know what stitch it's called, but she was saying that it was like you do like a single crochet and then a double and then a single and then a double. So it makes like a wave.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I don't know what stitch that's called.
That might just be like, I don't know, part of the chevron pattern, but I'm not sure. Mm. I have no
that
idea.
Makes sense.
I don't know any stitches ever. I look at the pattern and I'm like, I don't know what that is. And I find out a 10-second YouTube video and then I'm like, okay, I know what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I want to learn how to do a granny square. Like one of my friends was slowly teaching me a while ago, but I've already forgotten it. Cause I like those. I like how they look.
I forget to do granny squares every time. Like I'm not doing granny squares, but I'm pretty sure it's literally just like doing like increases in a magic ring. So like you would do, if you want to go to the corner, you do like a double crochet and then you just continue and then a double crochet. Like I think that's just how you make it square-ish, is you just do an increase in the corners. So I think like the stitches involved is super easy. It's just remembering like what order to put them in. I always have to look it up, always, every single time.
I know you guys did like a video of how to do like that type. What is like a magic? What did
a magic ring?
A magic ring.
Yeah.
Like I don't know how to do that. I like watched it and I was like, oh, I could do that, and then just
thing that like after if I haven't done a magic ring in like 3 months, I have to look up how to do a magic ring, because I mean you only use like magic rings. I mean you use them for a lot of things, but I do not use them for the blanket, so it's not something that I am like, oh yeah, using all the time. So I always forget how to do that too, but yeah, I have to always look it up. It's not hard though. Some people hate it though. So
yeah, I mean it looks cool. Like my one of my friends here, she's a Benny level crochet skiller, and she made like a massive granny square blanket with like different textures and different like designs and stuff, and it's gorgeous. And I'm like, one day,
One day, we'll there. One day we'll learn how to crochet the Boston logo into a tiny square.
Yeah. I don't even
understand how Benny did that.
People
like, we've talked about doing like putting it into pixels so you can do it for other things, not the Boston logo, but for other things. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I can't comprehend how that works. It's like one pixel is one stitch, but like my brain's like, but different color? I don't know how
my brain just like shuts off
again, as if me and you straight line.
Yeah,
that's what we can
simple
do.
Easy, that's about as much as I can do.
I've been doing this playoff order, like, oh my gosh, this is like the worst thing I've ever done, and it's a single crochet border. I just can't
oh, I would die.
It's so bad.
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm staring at my blanket being like, oh, I'm really proud of her, because like, one, I actually like stuck with it and did it, and also like I like the double crochet look better than the single, because it's like slight, it's a bigger stitch.
Yeah,
but I mean, oh, did I say that what my colors were for the blanket?
I think so. No, go ahead.
Oh, okay, so for wins I did red, for overtime wins I did black, for regular losses I did white, and then for like overtime losses I did gray, because I couldn't find any silver, and I wanted to use silver, but I was like, a little gray works. And the beginning, it's really cool, because like the beginning of the season, the Canes were having like a hard time, they were losing more than they were winning, and then you can see like the switch over when they had like a team meeting, like I like to call it their come to Jesus moment.
Yeah.
They're like, guys, what the fuck are we doing? Get your shit together. And then they just like, you can see the turnaround where there's a lot less white and much more like red and black. But it was really funny, because I would just get like irrationally angry when they would be on a winning streak and they would win in overtime. Cause like, dang, you guys, now I have to switch colors. Can't you just win? Right.
Because it's a win, but it's a different color, and so it's like it doesn't look the same. No, but when Liz finished their blanket, people like, when they posted it, people were in the comments like, oh, is that spot right there the canceled Vegas trip for the Predators? And so like, it's funny that people can like identify where those things are based on like long losing or win streaks. Like, that's just really cool. Like with what you said, you know, you can find their come to Jesus moment instantly. And I don't think I can do it anymore, because it's just gotten so big. But there was a point that I would show my blanket to like my grandparents or whatever, and I would be like, this is the game I went to in St. Louis. Like, but I think we've gotten too big that I would have to sit there for a minute and be like, which one is it?
Yeah. Just to like pull it up and just like get like a magnifying glass.
I know that they lost, but where? I've like count back games and stuff, but that's awesome. I wanted to ask you, as my like kind of my last question, because Benny wanted me to ask this.
Oh gosh,
do you have any game superstitions that you follow?
Oh, that's a good one. So yes and no, because like my brain is unhinged 70% of the time, and then there's like the logical side of things. So like my unhinged side is like, I have to wear the same earrings, I have to wear my Canes friendship bracelets, and it doesn't matter what Hurricanes shirt I'm wearing, as long as I'm wearing like some type of Hurricanes like merch or whatever. Though I have bought a lot off of like Etsy or like a small business on TikTok, because they just make cute merch.
Yeah,
and I feel better than going to a giant corporation, but then I shop on Amazon and I'm just as bad anyway.
You're just a girl.
I'm just a girl. I'm just a little girl. I'm just a simple girl. I do simple things. And the other thing is that it just became a superstition, like at the beginning when I had just started, like in January, because we lost a bunch, and so like every time I would crochet the losses, because I had like, you know, a couple like big chunks of losses, they would lose, and I was like, I can't, if it's white, I'm not crocheting, like I'll just wait till after the game and then I'll do it. And then it helps with like how hockey season is, like there are breaks and stuff, so you can like catch up. So I use a lot of the, like the All-Star break and like random breaks throughout the season to kind of like catch up. And then also I had a lot of time on my hands, and so
that with the fact that you started in January, catching up from mm-hmm. like when do we start October October yeah. to now, how that is, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I literally wrote down, like, I have this, like, piece of paper here that literally had the entire schedule on it. I don't use it anymore because obviously I don't need it, but that's how I, like, kept up with anything. Like, I had my little, like, what colors I was using for what distinction, and then I was just, like, writing them down. But honestly, because I was on this leave of absence and, like, couldn't work, and I for a big portion of it, I was in a cast. And so I was just like sitting around with my foot up, and I was just crocheting. Like, that's literally the only reason I was able to catch up, because I had copious amounts of time.
Right.
I also listened to a lot of audiobooks while I was crocheting, and that helped.
See, that's what I'm doing right now, because I don't know, in my brain I was like, after the Vegas series, I was like, I'm exhausted.
Oh, God, yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to watch the Avalanche series. I'm going to enjoy the Avalanche series. And then at the end of it, I'm going to do all the games. And so I'm in the process, now that they've beat the Avalanche, of doing all of the Avalanche games. And I'm just like, man, 6 games is absolutely nothing, but 6 games is so much. Like,
yeah. Oh my God. 100%.
So much. And like the size of my blanket really dictates the fact that I have to go around it in a border. Like, it's so much at this point. And I'm sitting there listening to my audiobooks. And it's so funny because I'm listening to an audiobook and I love it. And I was like, oh, I think Nan would love this book. So I went and I recommended the book to Nan, and Nan was like, oh, I've already read that one. And they were like, I loved it. And I was like, wait a minute, did you recommend this book to me? Cause I don't remember how I heard about it. And they were like, yeah.
Oh my God.
Like, well, I knew you'd love it.
Yeah. See, I feel like if I recommend a book to someone and they read it and then they forgot that I recommended it, but they thought of me while they're reading it, I'd be like, thank you. I loved it. I love books. I was about to start talking about like the books. I was like, this, like, rein it in. We're talking about hockey and crochet.
Talk about books. we'll dedicate so, like, a little bit to books.
I love books. I love reading. Also, I love romance and I love smut. The TikTok videos where they're like, what type of books do you read? And they're like hiding, like, I don't, just romance. I'm just like, with like a giant sign that's like, I read smut and I like it. Like, I don't care. Like, I am 31 years old. I could not care any less than I do. So like, I'm gonna enjoy what I read and I'm gonna do that. And one of my best friends, she's not the biggest romance reader. She likes fantasy, she likes mystery and like thriller books. So she's always recommending me, like, I didn't like this book, but I know you would, because you like books based off a vibe. And I like, I need a thriller. I need like something to chase. And I'm just like, book happy? 5 stars.
That is exactly me, because it was in the chat the other day and Benny was talking about a book that they're reading. And I was like, is it a bad book? And they said, I had fun. And I was like, that's not the question I asked you.
Yeah.
I was like, most of my favorite books that I have fun reading are bad books. They're awful.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a whole different question, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Versus like my friend, she is a book talker. So she takes that stuff like very seriously. And she's like, oh, I like this part of it, but I didn't like this. And I'm just so, if the book gave me good vibes, 5 stars. If it gave me bad vibes, I'm just not reading it.
And sometimes it's like, even if it's a great book, it just like my life circumstances made me take like a month and a half to read it. I'm like, man, I must have not liked that book.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a couple times, like if I'm reading a series, except for I just finished the Throne of Glass series and I'm so I had to like switch to like my happy romance because I needed like a break from stuff, from like fantasy. And people dying every 2.5 seconds. Though sometimes in some romance books, people do die.
Right.
Oh, Abby Jimenez. I cried. Cried.
You're gonna have to convince me to read Throne of Glass.
See, I audiobooked it.
Yeah.
And all of my audiobooks I put like slightly faster because I feel like sometimes when they're reading it, it's just like super slow. And I just like,
I read all of mine at 2 times.
Oh, so yeah, you'll be fine. that's why I was like, I'm listening to the audiobooks. Like I have them sped up. I can still understand it. I can still comprehend what's going on. And I can pause it and go back if I miss something. But like, I audiobooked it.
My best friend read the ACOTAR series. And so then I read ACOTAR all until Silver Flames. I haven't read that one. Because I saw someone on TikTok, and I let TikTok dictate my life, but I saw someone on TikTok say that like you should read Frost and Starlight and Silver Flames after certain Throne of Glass ones. Like, I don't know why, but like they said it's like better if you read it here. Just because of like the switch in perspective almost sets it apart as like a separate like entity, time passing, whatever. But so I was like, oh, okay, cool. Well, I already read Frost and Starlight, but before I get into Silver Flames, I'll go read Throne of Glass. And then I just never got the audiobooks because like everyone had them at the library. And so I just never got to it. So I still haven't read Silver Flames. Silver Flame, I don't know. And so I need to convince myself to read Throne of Glass. Yeah. My best friend didn't like the first two, but I heard like maybe it gets better after that.
It does. Okay. So my physical therapist, I love her to death. Laura, she's amazing. We talk about books all the time. I had already read ACOTAR. She was reading ACOTAR and she was like, we were talking about it and everything. And then we like, we're talking about reading Throne of Glass. And she was like, so Sarah J. Maas wrote that when she was 16, like the first couple books. So like, or she like the idea of it. So she was super young. So you can tell that the first book or two are like super, super young.
Yeah.
And it definitely gets better, like, as you go through it, like, as her writing improves. And, like, it's just, it's, as it goes on, like, the first books are very, like, easy, cheesy reads. And then it starts to, there's more story, there's more character development, all that good stuff. I can understand why that person on TikTok said that about waiting to read the fifth book in ACOTAR. But honestly, because in my brain, like, they're, it's like a multiverse type of thing. Like they're in the same universe, like same whatever, but different worlds.
Right.
So they're happening like at the same time, but like they don't really interact. There is no cross unless someone's like doing whatever. So I would just read it because it talks about like, it talks about Nesta and then she, you kind of understand like her trauma and like why she is the way that she is. And then she has character development and then you actually like her. It's great. But I feel like you could read it before reading Throne of Glass. Like it is different. I call like the little blue one, like that's like the Christmas special episode.
Right. Yeah. I read that one. Yeah.
It's like people like, I hated it. I was like, I liked it. Like it was sweet. Like I just.
Yeah.
Christmas. Like a little novella.
Like, yeah. Perfect way to describe that. Yeah, I'm a big Asriel girl, so I'm going to need an Asriel book coming up. But I heard that there's a little bit of Asriel in Crescent City. And so I'm like, now I got to read Crescent City too. So I got to get it.
I have Audible, so I get like my free credit every month. And so I have Crescent City. I used it for this book, but I'm reading like the happy, very like romance books right now just to give my brain a break before I go, because like I've heard Crescent City is good but it's just like a lot of information.
So what is your romance book that you're reading right now?
I'm reading what is it, it's in my room. It's a Tessa Bailey book that I've been reading on my Goodreads for like 2 months now, but I just finished the Beach Read by Emily Henry and I was like, I love this book.
Yes. Is that your first Emily Henry book?
No, I read The People We Meet on Vacation.
Okay. I deserve my thoughts on that.
I really love her writing style.
Yes.
and her character. So I know, like, when I can, my next, like, when I go to, like, the novel Neighbor, I'm going to get more Emily Henry books because I really like it.
I love Emily. I think that, like, there's a spectrum. I've talked about this, like, with all of my friends before, but there's, like, a spectrum of, like, books that I like, and it's, like, really awful, like, hockey romance books that and then, like, good literature. Yeah. And most of the books I like are on this end. Emily Henry writes these, and somehow I still love them, because usually if it's a good book, I don't really like it.
But I understand
Emily
that.
Walked the line. I love the way she writes. I am not a huge fan of people. I'm not a huge fan of that book, but Beach Read, I love Beach Read. I love Book Lovers. I love Happy Place. I love Funny Story. Yeah. They're all so good.
Yeah, like I've heard, like, I mean, I feel like with Tessa Bailey's books, I like them, but I feel like I like them being read to me versus reading them.
Right.
Which is some books. But then, like, I also read the Fine Print. Like, I had started it, and then I got distracted by, like, ACOTAR, and then Throne of Glass, and then a couple other books. But it's, like, it's very predictable, but it's, like, a good, cheesy read, and it's exactly, like, a nice palate cleanser.
Sometimes you just want a cheesy read, like, you know.
Sometimes
you want to know what happens, like, before it happens, you know.
Sometimes and you then don't, he's like, the rest of it.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
I have to read, like, Abby Jimenez's new book just for the summer. Like, I haven't read it yet. Because she's also incredible and I love her so much. So I know I want to read it. So I also have to buy that, like buy a physical copy of it. I just haven't yet because I'm, like, kind of terrified of her
I have two copies upstairs. You want to borrow?
Amazing. Yeah, happily. It's
sitting next to my 6 copies of Yours Truly.
I love that. You have to. My friend is obsessed with Fourth Wing the way you're obsessed with that. She literally has, like, a whole shrine to it. And I just, like, I get it. Like, sometimes you have a book that you just love so much. Especially, you've got a German version of it, right?
Yes, I have the German version with the sprayed edges. And I have, like,
gorgeous.
Both of the Book of the Month ones. And I have the Steamy Lit one in the mail. I've had it pre-ordered since, like, February.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's just so nice. Because sometimes the books with the sprayed edges, they're gorgeous. They're just so pretty.
Yeah.
And I love them. But book tangent.
I love books. I love books the way I love hockey. Like, that was my first love. So that is why I'm a hockey fan, because of books primarily. Like, I was like, I read so many hockey books. Like, I don't know what hockey is. Let me like watch a hockey game. And it's funny because I just met Elle Kennedy this week, and she was the one that wrote, like, the hockey book that I was like, all right, I'm gonna go actually watch hockey. And so that was really weird. Yeah. But
love that. It's full circle.
Yeah, exactly.
I actually think I kind of agree. I think it was like I was still, like, a casual fan. Like I said earlier, like, ups and downs of, like, super intense, not so intense, depending on, like, life. But it's like the hockey is always there. And I think I was starting to, like, read. I was reading more at that time too. And I was like, oh, they're hockey romances. I love hockey. Well, let's go. And, like, I'm aware that some of this stuff is not, like, accurate. Like, Lexi Brown, like, her reviewing them, hilarious. She's like, this is a good book for this. It's not accurate. And I was like, oh, I love that.
Yeah. And, like we said, sometimes you don't want accuracy. Like, that's not what you're looking for. Sometimes you just want a silly little book.
Yeah. And those silly little books with the best vibes are amazing.
Correct. See, we brought it back to hockey. How cute.
We did. Well, went on a journey.
Thank you so much, Molly, for hanging out with me, talking to me about your blanket and hockey and all that. It has been such a pleasure to have you on. Is there anything else you want to say to Blanket Buds?
No, I don't think so. Thank you for having me. This was so fun. I love a good yap session. I don't know. I hope one day we can all meet and hang out and have just, like, a giant girl day weekend. Girls, gender neutral.
A girly gender neutral
weekend. Yeah. Someone play the lottery so we can fly Benny here to us. And I just, yeah, like, just, I would love, I love all of you. And I hope one day we all get to, like, just get together and just, like, watch movies and chat and, like, make things, like, crochet things together. Just the best.
That'd be so fun.
I hope you all enjoyed my chat with Molly as much as I enjoyed talking to her. We seriously could go on like that about books, about hockey, about crocheting for hours, and I know you'd believe that. As always, you can follow along with my blanket and the blankets of my friends on Instagram and Twitter at Zoe Kalen or on Instagram at Stars Blanket. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you join me next week when I interview another one of my blanket buds.